A reading
from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem. The light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you. See darkness cover the earth, and the thick clouds cover the people. But upon you, Lord, shine. Over you appears his glory. Nations shall walk by your light, kings by your shining radiance. Raise your eyes and look about. They all gather, come to you. Your son comes from afar, and your daughters in the arms of their nurses. Then you shall be radiant. What you see, your heart shall throb and overflow. For the riches of the sea shall empty out before you. The wealth of nations shall be brought to you. Caravans of camels shall fill you. Dromedaries from Merian and Ephah from Sheba shall come, bearing gold and frankincense and proclaiming the praise of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Justice shall flower in his days, and profound peace till the moon be no more. May he rule from sea nation on earth will adore you. Every nation on earth will bow down and say, you are the one, 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 Lord. The kings of Tarshish and the isles shall offer gifts. The kings of Arabia and Seba shall bring tribute. All kings shall pay him homage, and all nations shall serve. Shall serve him. Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. Every nation on earth will bow down and say, you are the one, you are the one, you are the one, you are the one, you are the one. You are the one, Lord. For he shall rescue the poor when he cries out, and the afflicted when he has no one to help him. He shall have pity for the lowly and the poor. For the lives of the poor he shall save. Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. Every nation on earth will bow down and say, you are the one, 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 Lord. Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. Every nation on earth will bow down.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for your benefit, namely that the mystery was made known to me by revelation. It was not made known to the people in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles, prophets, by the Spirit, that the Gentiles, co-heirs, members of the same body, and co-partners in the promise in Christ through the gospel. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.